This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
You spent an entire career saving for retirement, and you know what? The last thing you need at this stage is to make a misstep that ends up spending down your savings too quickly. Well, how can you make sure that you've done enough? Today, Scott's going to share with you some simple ways to help you maximize your retirement income, help make the most out of your retirement by taking these strategic but simple steps. This is Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. Scott, an important topic here today.
It is, Alex. It's a big topic. And actually, I don't know how simple it is, as you said, as you opened up, because retirement, Alex, isn't simple. It's almost like I want to be in the Olympics, but I have to do a heck of a lot of warm-ups and practices starting at age 5 or 6 years old, and I finally make it to I'm 16, 17, 18. So, Alex, retirement's almost the same thing. You have years of time of planning for retirement, but there's so many bumps and bruises and joys along the way. So I want to let people know right now as we talk about it is, of course, retirement isn't easy. And so thanks for joining us today. This is Scott McLean and Alex. We talk about your retirement. Alex, what do you got for me? What's going on, big dog?
Yeah, Scott. Well, you know, I don't want people to feel bad. And here's some information that kind of just lets you know if this is resonating for you that you're not alone. Because projections from the Employee Benefit Research Institute show that 40% of households where the head of the household is between 35 years old and 64 are projected to run short of money in retirement. So not quite half, but pretty darn close. Scott, how concerned should pre-retirees be about running out of money?
Well, number one, living in fear is not good, but planning is important. So I think, Alex, what you're saying is, you know, people are not saving as much, and now we're facing a lot of economic challenges right now. Now we have the Democrats fighting the Republicans. We've got the inflation, we've got gas prices, as we spoke about at the beginning of the show. Things are changing. Some people aren't as saving as much because they're digging into their wallet. But again, that report, you said 40% of households, while the head of households between 35 and 64 are projected to run out of money. Yeah, are they focusing on saving? As I tell my my kids as they're growing up, do today what others won't do, so you'll have tomorrow what others won't have. What is that? Sacrificing and savings, putting money away. And again, putting money away in the right coffers so you don't have to worry. Now, it's a funny you talk about this as we talk about today. I just had a lovely couple come in. We actually are planning 8 months out. And they said, Scott, we just applied for Social Security. It'll be turned on in August. I said, wow, congratulations. Let me see your numbers. Let's see if we're on pace. And they are on pace, thank goodness, for Social Security. And his wife is on Social Security disability. So that's a big help. The question comes out when they pull money out of their investments, how do they pull it out? And can they keep up with inflation? So that's been a big, big discussion. The good news for those of you listening, if you're planning and going into retirement, you know, the most important thing and mistakes I've noticed and I've noticed in my practice for many, many years is waiting to the last minute to talk to your advisor or at least talk to somebody. Or for those do-it-yourselfers out there, they try to do it themselves, but there's so many legs on a stool. Let's say there's three-legged stool, your pension, your Social Security, and of course, your own savings. If you're not paying attention to that, that stool will collapse. And I don't think anybody wants that to happen, especially with price of food and shelter and gas going up.
Well, and Scott, people are probably thinking too, like 40%, man, how is that so high? But there's a lot of factors involved. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that cause people to spend down their savings faster than they anticipated.
That's for sure. Some of the factors which we don't want to factor in, if you've been working your whole life, you and your spouse or by yourself, you don't ever think about being sick. I think that's a big deal. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen to all of us.
It's going to happen and we don't want it to happen. So I call that the big denial. I know when I had one of my illnesses and I was in denial. I don't have it. I'm fine. I'm good. It's 2012. I was getting ready for a marathon and we were going to Hawaii, my daughter and I, and the wheels fell off and found out I had a rheumatoid arthritis and it kicked in big time. And I hear I'm a tough guy, or I should say I thought I was, until the wheels started falling off. And of course, now you're on medications. Now, notwithstanding, still have to work out, still stay in shape. The number one thing on people when they go into retirement, one thing they should be thinking about is, am I staying in shape? Am I eating correctly? I know it's basic. And you guys listening right now, you're probably this guy's preaching at me. I'm not preaching at you. I'm talking to myself. And you look yourself in the mirror. It's like, oh my goodness, I better lose a little bit of poundage because that's going to raise up the issues of health issues. The next one, Alex, I think is, you know, my daughter and wife were coming back from Ocala from competing down there at the World Equestrian Center. And I don't know if you saw the pictures, Alex, but a tire came across the road from an SUV, crashed I have a 3500 dually Ram, ripped off the roof of the car. And you'll look at it. Thank God the angels pushed the tire away from my daughter as she was driving and the wheel bent backwards. But we don't plan for accidents. And that's just another left hook comes out of the, I don't know where it comes from, but it just comes out there and we got to deal with it. And that, which leads into our being disabled. So the long-term care issues, the death of a loving spouse, we just did a title transfer and we actually opened up a irrevocable trust to hide assets. So the nursing homes wouldn't grab the money from the client. And when we were doing the planning process, everything was beautiful. I get a call just yesterday afternoon that the spouse passed away. So what's that? You're messing the whole game plan up. What are you doing dying? These are lovely clients of ours and for years, but after we set everything up perfectly, he passed away from a brain hemorrhage. It's like, oh my gosh. So we don't know when these, as you say, these factors, I call it the unexpected Muhammad Ali uppercut, comes into your life and all of a sudden out of the blue, you are taken down or I think about on top of that, I have children, as many people know. I've been doing this radio show now since it's almost 12, 13 years. I got a bunch of kids. And one of the issues is, and I noticed this on several different families, the kids, you know, have problems in their life, whether it's a divorce, maybe their kids get sick and they go to the well, they go to mom and dad they go to the bank of mom, the bank of dad, and that is the hardest part, which I find people, you know, I'm going to help my kids. Well, the definition of help could be hurt in the long run. That's why it's so important. If you have a financial advisor, you definitely need to talk to them before you start doling out money to see how will it affect you. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying be cautious because the kids can really pull on your heartstrings, and maybe it's just for a couple issues they need to go through, like we've all been through. So again, there's another factor that comes out of the blue, and the heart, this is called the heartstring factor. The heartstrings is pulled and you kind of want to help out the kids. Now, Alex, I don't know if you've gone out with out to dinner with people and you find out who's going to pay the bill. It's amazing for me, Alex, when my kids want to go out for, you know, here comes, whether it's Father's Day or whether it's my birthday, I'm always ending up paying. What's up with that deal?
You know what?
Alex, what do you do?
Well, my mom has no problem announcing right at the beginning we're going Dutch, that we're splitting the tab. So my mom has no problem laying it out there, right? You know, we'll hang out. We're friends at this point. So it's not just a, you know, coming over for dinner. We're going to meet somewhere, bar, restaurant or something. And it's kind of known now. We're splitting a tab. You just got to set that. You got to let them know up front, Scott.
Boy, you couldn't have said that better, because I know I don't do it. And of course, my kids always expect it. And it's,
of course,
that's why it's so important to, you know, if people out there have got a challenge, Alex, they might want to give our studios a call. I'd love to walk them through some of the factors, some of the unknown left hooks. Mm-hmm. You know, doing this business for as many years as I've been doing it, I've seen a lot of left hooks. And they're real. So if they want to give our studios a call off the air, I'd be happy to take a call at 609-488-4646. I'd love to be able to answer questions if I can. If I can't, we have plenty of access and resources to call with. It's our lawyers, our tax people. But again, 609-488-4646. Because Alex, as you said in the beginning of the show, what are the factors that show up? I say the ending factor, if you pass away, the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral, but it's before the funeral when it really could be a challenging when it comes to retirement, and especially when people are, you know, not saving as much right now or not putting it away. I think this is really important to sit down and have a come to Jesus meeting. I call it a one-on-one. Hey, let's find out where we stand and do this often.
Yeah, and we're talking about unexpected factors, and you mentioned like a Muhammad Ali left hook, and I just kept thinking of the Mike Tyson quote, we all have a plan until we get punched in the face, and you know, that's kind of how it is in retirement as well. And Scott, we got a few moments left here of our opening segment, but you know, we're talking about problems, but you're a solutions guy. Can we talk about some strategies that we can implement, make sure we don't spend down that retirement savings too quickly?
Well, obviously, it's very, very basics for those Dave Ramsey fans out there. Obviously, you want to save money and you want to have a nice nest egg. Frankly, I could care less if somebody had an extra $5,000 or $10,000 hanging around, because I can tell you right now their money's hanging around in a savings account. Liquid money, liquidity. Enough money in case the left hook comes up. Next thing is, of course, maybe having that meeting with the kids. And when you have a meeting with the kids, obviously, which I haven't done, by the way, and say, hey, guys, like you said, what your mom does, mm-hmm. having that meeting, it's a really important to have that discussion, who's going to pay the bills. And finally, you know, watch your spending. The hardest thing I've noticed, Alex, when you go into retirement is a budget. Now, no one likes a budget. I call it the nasty B word. That budget could be really, really challenging. And not knowing what you're going to spend, this is how you can really focus on a fixed income type of situation. So I there's no easy plan except to putting a plan together. Then once it's established, you know what to say, or you know how to reply to people. I think that's important, Alex.
And Scott, if people want a second opinion, how could they get a hold of you? Because I know that's something that's just so important.
You know, I'd love to take phone calls, or if they'd like to, you know, just say, you know, Scott, I think we need to have a discussion. Can we have a discussion? Can we meet? Yeah, no cost, no obligation. I'll talk to anybody. I'd love to help people, whether it's off the air, on the phone, or it's in person. Obviously, our office is in Waretown, New Jersey. And right across the street from the lovely ShopRite and the old Dunkin' Donuts, which is down the street. But yeah, I mean, to have that really, really sincere discussion. I know people think, oh, yeah, they're sincere. He just wants to get something. No, it's about getting to know people. If people have been to our office, I can tell you that they're going to get some information that they either can apply or at least think about applying, and there's no harm, no foul, no twisting of arms. They need to put a plan together, as you say, the Muhammad Ali uppercut, or the not being aware of another challenge down the road. Very important to talk about it.
And Scott's number again, if you want more information, if you have questions, 609-488-4646. Well, Social Security, Scott, you know this, it could be a million-dollar decision, so you got to get this right. More with Scott McLean on Financial Insanity coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
96% of Americans, 96, are taking Social Security at the wrong time. That means most of us losing out on an average of $111,000 over a lifetime. So, Scott, sounds like many of us are mismanaging this important benefit.
I don't know if it's mismanaging. I think it's not being informed, not being educated. I think that's where the challenge is in the industry, where the financial guy or gal or a salesperson wants to make a sale, not taking into three-legged stool, which is Social Security choices versus the pension options versus the personal savings. And when I think about those different areas, you know, I thinking about taking my kids to the Dunkin' Donuts, as well as in Dunkin' Donuts, they have the ice cream. You ever been to a Dunkin' Donuts? They have ice cream?
No, I haven't heard. We got to get that here in Kansas.
You don't have that? Well, you guys are missing out, because in Dunkin' Donuts, they also have the Baskin Robbins ice cream. Okay. And I was the reason I brought that up, because, you know, when you bring a kid to the ice cream store, or giving them so many different choices, it's almost like a deer in the headlights. They see these Baskin Robbins, they got 100 different flavors, and you say, I want them all. Well, I think about the Social Security, because there's 567 ways to claim Social Security. And I don't know if you know this, but the one way to maximize the lifetime benefits could cost you over $100,000 or more over one's lifetime by picking the second most favorable choice. Now, let me be real clear and help people understand this. It's not a cookie cutter solution. You just don't go to Baskin Robbins, get chocolate, because some of you might not like chocolate, or maybe you're allergic to ice cream and you need maybe just a donut. So by picking the right Social Security choice is not set it and forget it. And this is the biggest problem I've noticed in helping retirees pick their Social Security, walking through the different choices in Social Security. My goodness, that one mistake by not asking all the different questions. Do you have a disabled son or daughter? Are you taking care of your mom and dad? Do you want to retire early? Do you want to retire late? What kind of assets do you have? So picking Social Security could be a huge, huge mistake by not looking at all the options, Alex. I think this is a huge mistake. And I call it frankly, blame the financial guys and gals out there. If you've been to a financial advisor and they haven't looked at Social Security before you've chosen it and really analyzed it, you're missing out. People need, this is why people give us a call at our studios and say, Scott, I'd like to have that discussion. Please, we need to have that discussion. You need to have a discussion. I don't need to have a discussion. But because I'm versed on this, and I'm pretty good at this, Alex, at 609-488-4646, write down your questions. Feel free to give our studios a call off the air. I'll talk to you. No cost, no harm, no foul. You're not going to get twisted. You know, we're not going to get sold. I promise that. And in fact, I will just educate you on the different choices. This is why, listen to me, they need to go to socialsecurity.gov and pull up their Social Security report. Now that's step one. Go to the Social Security, get my Social Security report. You can get it online 24/7, download it. This is important because Social Security is a huge, huge, huge part of planning for your retirement.
Well, and Scott, going to that site and pulling that up is important, but talk a little bit about why it's maybe not a good idea or even possible to reach out to the Social Security Administration if you're asking for, you know, specific recommendations when it comes to your situation.
Well, that's a loadful. You could call Social Security, but they are not allowed to make recommendations. They're allowed to tell you the numbers. So that's a very important value. You could call them. I don't want to deter anybody from calling.
Yeah, good point.
The challenge is picking, making that final decision, because there's only one do-over. You pick Social Security, you only have 12 months as of the laws today in 2022 that allow you to, I call it the mulligan for those golfers out there. You can redo it, but you've got to do it within 1 year. Otherwise, you cannot redo it. So if you found out you made a mistake, if you're listening right now and you've just turned on Social Security, this is not an option, if I were you, to making sure you've got the best choice. Now, that being said, there's a lot of different choices. And so you definitely want to get that Social Security analysis. It's a unique software, Alex, really, really unique software, which they don't have. Now, the website at the Social Security offers is kind of good, but it doesn't dive into the most important details that everyone should look at before they choose Social Security. So again, go to Social Security, download your report, look at your report. There's a lot of mistakes in those reports, possibly. You want to make sure that there is no mistakes when you get those numbers. So get some help, at least if you before you turn Social Security on. Alex, you know, talking about Social Security, I don't know if you're thinking about this, but just the other day I was talking to a client and they were, not a client, a person that came into one of our workshops. When they came into our workshop, I found out that the wife was disabled, but she still was working part-time, barely making it. She was in severe pain. And I was talking to them in my office. I said, you know, in all fairness, you need to apply for Social Security disability. I don't deserve it. I don't want it. I don't want to go on there. I know people are getting it. They don't deserve it. I said, whoa. We're talking about you. And all fairness, based on what I'm looking at, based on the medications you told me you're taking, you need to apply for Social Security disability. You know, she looked at me and she got a little teary-eyed, and I'm thinking, I'm sorry, I don't mean to step on your toes or get personal. No one's ever asked me that before. No one ever really forced me. I said, I'm not forcing you. I'm highly encouraging you to look into this benefit, because in her case, you could just see it. And this is part of the questioning process of the Social Security analysis that everyone should be doing before they choose Social Security, Alex.
Well, and it's not like, you know, she needed permission, but you're almost giving her permission at that point. You can do it. You're going to be fine. You know, you deal with this all the time. You know what's wrong. You know what's right. You know what's available and who it's available for. So that's great advice. Scott McClain here, Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. And what are some common mistakes, Scott, people make, you know, when it comes to taking Social Security?
I think it's looking at that easy money. For me, it's like my best friend started at 63. He turned it on. I am 63, almost 64. Luckily, I'm working. I love what I do. I don't think I ever want to stop working, but it's turning it on too soon when maybe they don't need to. Or maybe thinking it's going to run out. Now, that's a good debate. I see the last report on Social Security, I think it was 2033, 34. They're saying that they're going to have to reduce Social Security unless Congress does something. So that's out there. But again, number one, turning it on. Number two, not really looking at, if you're married out there and you're about to go into retirement, it's looking at both the couple's Social Security benefits. Perhaps one should turn theirs on, the other shouldn't. Perhaps both of you all, if you're married, should turn it on. Perhaps you have a significant other, you're not married. Perhaps you guys talk about it. How much do you have in savings? But again, among the people, if you're married, what happens? Here's the problem. Listen carefully. Financial insanity, this is the problem. Let's say you plan your retirement, Alex, and your spouse and you plan on retiring. You're taking Social Security. But did you plan? Here's a big issue. Did you plan, which you probably didn't, on one of you passing? What happens if you lose that lump sum? In other words, Alex, if all of a sudden your lovely spouse is collecting Social Security and she's receiving, let's just say, $1,000 a month. Well, that's $12,000 a year. Imagine that coming out of your budget right off the bat. You know what $12,000 a year, Alex, equates to? In other words, if you had a pool of money and you lost $12,000, to replace $12,000 a year, do you know how much that pool needs to be, Alex?
Tell me.
$300,000 equates to $1,000 a month.
Yeah, over time.
Using the rule of four, imagine not putting that in your plan. So that's another discussion when it comes to planning for retirement, looking at Social Security. When do you turn it on? Should you wait? Should you not wait? Everybody's not a cookie cutter. Let's wait till 70. I get a nice 8% increase every single year. Well, we'll time out, cuz everybody isn't the same. And I think this is where it's really important. You hear your friends and your relatives, your acquaintances, and they tell you what to do. But did they really ask more than when to take it? Did they ask about the lifestyle? And this is a big challenge when it comes to Social Security and choosing Social Security.
And Scott, you know, it's just a part of your retirement income strategy. How does Social Security kind of fit in with the rest of the plan?
Fits in great. If you have Social Security, if you haven't paid in and have those 40 periods, well, it could be a great supplement. I liked using it as a great tool as part as your pension tool. The pension tool gives a lot of options. There's nothing worse I don't really like, although I do meet with people every single day, is when someone has a pension and they're about to choose the pension option, but they do it 1 or 2 months before they come in and say, Scott, we're going to retire. Which pension option should I choose? Oh my goodness, I wish you would have met with me 6 months before, because you could have had more options. This is where Social Security can be tiered up by maybe waiting for Social Security, using some of the different assets they have, IRAs, Roth IRAs, non-qualified, or let's say liquid money, joint money. How do you tier or put together and analyze where and how do you take money out of these buckets of money? Because I can tell you, seeing this, I'd love to meet people before they choose the pension plan, which ties in, Alex, it ties into Social Security and the options. And then again, the ugly question, what happens if either one of you, if you're married, either one of you pass away, what's going to happen? Let's say you're not married and you're living with a beautiful, significant friend or other, we'll call it. Well, if they're part of your life, this needs to be discussed between everybody. So this is important of challenges of taking Social Security and tiering it with your pension or savings, IRA, and non-qualified money.
Yeah, it's a very important decision, and people are not alone. Scott, they can get a hold of you if they want to talk about this or get some more information, right?
We've been doing this now on WBNJ. We're a proud supporter of WBNJ for so many years. Why? Because they're an education workshop. They're education radio. And the reason why I've been working on this show, not to bolster WBNJ, and they've got nice, beautiful music, is because we're able to educate people on making sound decisions. And so they're welcome to give our studios a call at 609-488-488. 4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air. Or frankly, if you decide, you say, Scott, you know what? I don't want to do it over the phone. I want to do it in person. We'll give our studios a call. They'll make it happen for anyone. No cost, no obligation. 609-488-4646. You will love my staff. I can guarantee you that.
You know, earlier you mentioned the ugly B word, budget. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the ugly T word, taxes, because if some of your income in retirement will be coming from your retirement savings, well, guess what? You could get hit with the highest penalty in the tax code if you are not careful. More on this coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Forbes says required minimum distributions can trigger the highest penalty in the tax code if you do not follow the rules. Well, you definitely don't want steep penalties and potentially higher taxes swiping away at your retirement savings, leaving you with the fraction of the money you were counting on for retirement. And it's a big deal, Scott.
It is. Penalties are worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those required minimum distributions, a critical issue. I remember we do taxes at our firm. I don't know if you understand this, Alex. We do tax returns for our financial clients. We charge a whole lot of money. It's like $110 for the state and federal tax return. And we built that. I built that in 2008 because of this, what you're saying right now, the unforeseen unknown taxes. And so in doing taxes, George came in and his wife came into our office, our old office in Barnegat, New Jersey. And I'll never forget when, just a beautiful man, he was an engineer, guy's top of his game. And they, you know, they, the older people, they dress mighty dapper. And he came in, he was 83 years old. And I met with them and Gloria. We did the tax. I said, well, why'd you come here? Well, we heard you on the radio and we just kind of wanted to come in and meet with you. And, you know, my husband's used to do it all the time, but I'm just not sure if he's doing it right. She came in. They both came in the office. I'm meeting with them. Just a beautiful couple, sharp as a tack. And we're going through returns. After grabbing their 2 years of tax returns, I was able to look back and look at them and sent them on their own way as I was, and, you know, got all the information ready to process it. I noticed in looking at the previous 2 years' tax return, I noticed that the year before we met them, he didn't take any required minimum distributions, or I should say they, but the previous year to that year, let's just say it's 2010. I'm looking at 2011. And we're doing the taxes in 2012 to make it real simple. Well, the 2011, I didn't see any required minimum distribution. In 2010, I saw minimum distribution. So in 2012, now we're doing the tax returns for 2012. Again, he didn't take any required minimum distribution. So obviously, give him a call on the phone and say, let me see, can I have a, do you have any IRAs or 401ks? Because I don't see anything in your statements. I don't see any of your returns. I don't see any brokerage statements. And so we got to have all that. Bottom line, they had over $1.2 million in IRA money. Now they had a 401k as well as IRAs. Why do I tell people this? When you're doing it yourself, sometimes the lights go dim. You know, sometimes you forget where you put the keys. Sometimes you can't see the milk behind the cookies. Well, I shouldn't be in that department anyway. Anyway, when I looked at the tax return and I'm looking at it, and I talked to the tax guy. I said, hey, guys, take a look at this. I found out that he had missed two RMDs. Now, if anybody knows what the penalty, I'll just give you a quick scenario. The penalty for that was over $28,000 in penalties for 1 year. He missed 2 years. And then I called and I spoke to his lovely wife and she yelled at us. She said, well, what are you going to do about it? You caused the problem. I'm like, whoa, 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 time out. I'm sorry. We're just following up with what we see. If people, it's easy to forget these small rules. Well, they came in and I asked, would you mind if you would bring your son in? And he was 58 years old. Nice guy. And I wanted him to be there as another sounding board because I don't think they were getting it. Bottom line is, not only did they miss 2 years, but he missed the past couple of years' tax returns, which means they got a huge, severe penalty. Well, the nice thing, what we did is after drilling down and talking to the son and giving him some options, here's what you can do. Pretty much, if people are not aware about the requirement of distributions, it is a critical tool of mistakes, a critical mistake tool, I should say. And but by the way, we were able to write a letter. I got a copy of all his medical records. I got a copy of all his medications. And he was in the beginning of dementia, Alzheimer's. It was actually kicking in big time. Now, why do I tell that to people? You know what? Sometimes giants stand on the shoulders of other giants. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel that well and lights are going dim. You need to go to somebody else. The requirement of distribution is critical. Now, Alex, I don't know if there's anybody out there right now and you do your own tax returns. That's fine. I'm not asking to do people's tax returns. That's the least I want to do. But I want to say the tax returns is a good MRI. It's a good EKG, which is why when we meet with financial clients or potential financial clients, I want to see the tax returns because it tells a story. And not only does it tell a story, Alex, but it tells me what happens as we spoke about in other segments of our show. We talk about Social Security. We talk about planning for retirement. Well, tax returns is a vital tool when it comes to planning for a retirement. And then, of course, taxes and taking the right deductions. So in this case here, we were able to write a letter to the IRS. We got a forgiveness. We took all the taxes out and they forgave him 3 years of missed RMDs. And we were really blessed to get that taken care of. And she did understand because her son, of course, related to her and her husband. So requirement of distributions. Alex, I don't know what you know what President Obama did, but I'd like to pick on him for the good reason. Whether you like him or not, I'd like to talk about something very powerful. I wrote a paper, and it's a unique paper I called Give and Get More Back. Have you ever heard of that, Alex? Give and Get More Back?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Well, see, the scriptures talk about blessed is those who give. You know, the scriptures love a cheerful giver. Well, how do you give and get more back? This is called the QCD, Qualified Charitable Deduction. Mm. In other words, if you go to a church or a synagogue, or maybe you like the Popcorn Park Zoo here in New Jersey, you want to donate to your favorite zoo, or maybe Deborah Hospital or Danny Thomas is the favorite St. Jude's, why not give your required minimum distribution if you don't need it, by the way, if you don't need it, why not donate the required minimum distribution from the IRA and have the IRA send a check directly to the charity. I remember writing a paper to our church. I go to Bayside Chapel up here in New Jersey, in Barnegat, New Jersey. And I wrote a letter. I said, here, give this to your people. So I said, don't tithe anymore. You should have seen the deacons and trustees. What? Yeah, don't tithe anymore. What I was meaning to say as I kept going is, why not do your tithe from your requirement distribution and give and get more back, because you don't pay tax on that qualified distribution.
Well, and that
this
way you
is
can
a big deal.
You can have your cake and eat it too, Scott.
Yeah, I totally. It's amazing because when you see all the stimuluses and you want to pay attention to taxes, maybe you're taking care of your mom and dad out there for families out there, you know, their mom and dad's lights are going dim. You know, you want to make sure, can you get all the deductions? So again, we spoke about charitable deductions. We talked about maybe the some people didn't get the rebates because they didn't do the tax returns correctly. Maybe they need to, if they're in retirement or heading into retirement, maybe put more money into your 401k, 403b. But we're talking about requirement of distributions. This comes from either your 401k, 403b, 457, which must be taken out individually, or from your IRAs. And there is a lot of loopholes people cannot mistakenly miss because they're not going to forgive it that easy unless you have a lot of issues like George did. But this is important to pay attention to taxes because that could really, really resonate with your wallet.
Financial Insanity, Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And Scott, I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier, and this was in regards to, you know, having some challenges, some things come up in retirement that maybe you did not anticipate. And one thing that we can anticipate is that we're going to get older, Scott, but some of us, you know, we're stubborn. Right. And, you know, we're active and we're still getting up there in age, but gosh darn it, that's not holding us back from water skiing or riding horses or whatever it is that we may be doing. But Scott, there does come a point when you got to look at yourself and you got to be real. You got to say, when's the last time I went to the doctor? Or what that doctor said, maybe I should listen to. And Scott, I know that this is personal to you and something that you see often, but maybe just speak to that, you know, challenges are going to come up. And you're going to have to adjust, and that's all right.
There is challenges, and I'm probably like most men out there, and their wives are saying you're stubborn. Well, yeah, you don't want to go to the doctor. You don't want to hear the bad news, or maybe you got an ache here, a pain there, and you put it aside, and it gets worse, and then which happened to myself, as I mentioned before, in 2012. I remember Daddy going to the hospital. My dad never was sick or never complained. I never knew it. I get a phone call from my mom, and she says, Scott, your father was walking from the restroom to his favorite chair, and he got winded. I say, yeah, Mom, big deal. Guys, he says, Scott, it's only 15 feet away. I said, oh, yeah, you're right, thinking they were Jacksonville, Florida. Daddy died 7 days later. Mm. You know what? I don't know if he had leukemia back then. All I know is it just came up on him and wiped him out. Mm. Thank goodness I was there for my mama and my dad. And obviously when he passed away, we were able to take care of things. We don't know what we don't know. Is that right? We just don't know what we don't know. This is why planning is so important. This is why discussions, if you have a financial advisor, they need to be asking these questions. They need to be looking at your power of attorney, your living will, your health care directive, and your will, and maybe an asset, maybe your trust. And if you're a veteran out there or a spouse of a veteran, there are benefits out there. If you've gone to our website, 609-488-4646.com, go to our website. You'll see some unique tools for our veterans and their spouses. That could be taking care of nursing care for totally free for those who qualify, depending on when you serve. But we help a lot of people. The challenge is, I think the same thing, Alex, applies to the financial and the legal, the taxes. Not paying attention to these three areas intimately, understanding at least an annual basis, is you now are making friends with the three blind mice. One person may be good in their skills, but all three need to talk about you. And this is where the financial insanity gets off the rails, which is why I built our show many, many years ago.
And Scott, one more time for us today, let people know if they want more information, if they want to learn about some of the stuff you've been talking today, want to seek some advice, some guidance, how can they get a hold of you?
I would love to speak to people off the air. You want to give us a call at our studios, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. And if you simply go .com, that's our website. How simple is that? I like numbers, and numbers tell stories. And I would love to talk to you if I can be of help to anyone listening. I can tell you that the time we spend together will be well worthwhile, and there'll be no coercing or twisting of arms for me wanting to do business. Frankly, people love coming in and talking to us because they know they're not going to get bamboozled with trying to sales pitch, which is not our mentor and not our process.
To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Financial wisdom grown locally here on the Jersey Shore.
You think I'm an idiot?
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, here, Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. And so we've narrowed down some good ones, Scott. Let's start off here, and this is a good one, I believe, because I don't think there's a whole lot of guidance out there in this regard. How much life insurance should I have? Life insurance. How much is enough?
You know, that's a loaded question. You see, in the early years, you need a lot of life insurance, but the later years, you don't. Now, obviously, that's called the theory of decreasing responsibility, because in the early years, you don't have a lot of money. So you're saving, you get young kids, you got high debt, you got a mortgage, you got a car loan. And so in those years, you probably need a lot of life insurance. But as you don't have a lot of life insurance, maybe you just save money. This is where the buy term and investment theory came many, many years ago from Art Williams. Brilliant thought, although there's a problem within that, but let me stay with me. But also in the early years, you don't have a lot of money, so you're saving. Now here you are, you're old, like we are, those listening right now. Maybe you got some young people too. I had a couple of young callers come in and they said, Scott, I listen to your radio show. I said, you do? All right. Well, thank you. So your kids are grown. There's no more debt, or maybe you don't have your mortgages paid off. You don't have that much spending. You're not blowing and going as much as you were. And so life has changed. So the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I like to use a theory, and I've kept that with me, called the dime, D-I-M-E. How much debt do you have? You have a total debt of, let's just say, $25,000 in debt. And then we have income, okay? So if I had income, D-I, if I needed to replace $25,000 of income, simply take $25,000 I need to replace and divide that by 0.04, let's say a 4%. Well, $25,000 at 4%, you divide that number, that means I need a pot of at least $625,000 if I want to replace that income. So that's $25,000 there. And so we divide that by, again, 0.04, which is 6.5. Now we have M, mortgage. Do we want the mortgage paid off? Does my lovely spouse want to pay off? Let's say that my mortgage is $100,000, and that brings us to $750,000, and that's M. How much in mortgage? Now, if you have two or three mortgages, depends, the renters are paying it. Maybe you don't have renters and you're not paying it, but do you want it paid off or not? E, for those people who are going to pay educational expenses, maybe you're taking care of your grandkids. Something happened to your son or your daughter, and maybe you're taking care of the grandkids, but you want to make sure their education expenses are covered. D-I-M-E. And let's say I'd like to have an extra $50,000 just to get the kids through the first year or 2 year of school. Real simple. 25 plus 625 plus 100 plus 50. Really, really, really simple. And so when you think about it, how much life insurance? Now that we're older, maybe you don't need that much. This is where the mistake comes with pension planning. What do I mean by that? Imagine your pension, as this police officer was in today, and his income was $8,000 a month. And he said, well, you know what? I don't want to give my wife $6,500. I want to live on $6,500 because if I die, she gets $6,500. So I'll go ahead and buy a $600,000 life insurance. Pay attention. I see this mistake all the time. If you use my simple rule, take $8,000 a month and you multiply it by 12. And that's real simple to do. If you've got a calculator in your brain, that's $96,000 you have to replace. Well, you can do it one of two ways. Maybe you have 30 years left in your life. So at $96,000 times 30 years, you need $2.88 million. But what if you want to pass money on to the kids and you want to give your wife or your spouse? Well, the $96,000 divided by 0.04, you need $2.4 million in that pot. This is the amount of insurance that person should have purchased before they thought about taking the $6,500. And then if he dies, his wife or spouse gets $6,500. This is the rule of decreasing theory of responsibility. Well, now it's becoming the responsibility theory on how much life insurance I need. Now, I just threw a lot of numbers at you guys. So let me make it simple. Very simple. 609-488-4646. Please don't put this aside. You may not need any insurance. Some of you might be financially independent. You got plenty of cash. But what if you burn all the cash up because you're in the long-term care we spoke earlier about and you used all that money? Could you leave anything to the kids? Number two. Maybe you want the house paid off for your spouse just in case the lights go out and there's a terrible accident. Maybe you just want to pay the mortgage off. So there's other types of policies if you qualify. But again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going on my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance, I need help, I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488-4646. That's why people come in and visit with us. It's because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.